Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Setchel Bassel, who is the COO for FastPay. FastPay is a venture-backed company that operates a lending platform for companies in the digital media space. Setchel, thanks for joining me today.
Great to be here, Karen.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about the business, and obviously on the occasion of your capital raise last week. But before we get into that specifically, I'd like to just get some general context. So if I think about the alternative lending space, it has really exploded over the years because it has filled a gap that existed when banks stopped lending to small businesses specifically. And my curiosity with respect to the digital media space is, was that also a casualty of banks shutting down their lending operation to small business?
That's part of it. That definitely fits into the general theme of banks not lending to small to medium-sized businesses. But there are some aspects of the digital media, online, mobile businesses that we serve that make it more interesting for an alternative lender. The couple of items that to look at are, one, the payment terms in this industry are really long. Big brands typically pay 90, 120 days or later. That really increases the demand for liquidity. Also, a lot of these businesses are part of the new economy, so they do not have hard assets. They do not have physical locations that they can put up as collateral. So a lot of traditional lenders would like to see things like that for their loans, which do not exist when you're a network operating on mobile networks. So those couple of factors also make it even more difficult for businesses in our verticals to get financing.
So I would imagine that the second thing that you said, the cash flow I get, but the second piece of the digital media space in terms of the assets that it has being intangible, does imply that your risk algorithms need to take lots of other things into consideration. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really kind of a lot of what we do, really figuring out proprietary data sources that are unique to these verticals to really assess the credit and to really assess the quality of the underlying receivable. Our core product today is based on a receivable-backed finance product, which basically means that we lend to these companies against the AR they have from the digital platforms, big brands, media agencies. And because there is nothing physical we can go and check or count in a store, a lot of what we do is really about being able to use data and technology to verify that underlying asset that we lend against.
Gotcha. So digital media is pretty broad and can be pretty broadly defined. How do you define it for the scope of your business, and how big is that sector?
Yeah, it's pretty big, actually. We increasingly are looking at it as programmatic media, the idea being that it's obviously digital is a huge part of it, but the idea being that it's more about having an electronic exchange where we can validate these transactions. But if you look at media overall, obviously, kind of at a high level, it's about $600 billion business, of which about $100 billion are digital, and that part is obviously growing much faster, I guess. It's fairly known fact that a lot of the traditional medias like print are declining, and mobile and online are growing 20% plus. So we are definitely focusing on the portions that are growing faster. So, you know, let's call it $100 billion globally, half of it in the U.S., and so that's really kind of the market we're operating in. Obviously, there are some large players in that space, some small to medium-sized, but it's fairly large and growing very rapidly.
How do these companies use the money? Is it primarily for operating expenses, or are they using it to fund growth? What's the typical use of proceeds?
It's primarily for working capital and kind of to fund the operations. One thing about the business is obviously it's cyclical, so you have ups and downs. But it's also moves or accelerates very fast depending on the circumstances. So I'll give you an example. you are a mobile game developer, let's say Candy Crusher. I know you worked on that one. It gets hot and it accelerates really fast. So that means your installs and your kind of user base is growing very rapidly, and you're top of the charts. And to be able to sustain that kind of ranking and growth, you need to continuously spend marketing dollars. But
right.
if you're getting paid in 120, 150 days, that money isn't cycling back fast enough for you to sustain the growth. So oftentimes, these businesses have spikes and have demands or have big contracts or big surges that require very quick access to cash. So with our model, we can lend the next day on the receivables that you already generated through the platform. So you can literally cycle the same cash many, many times in a given month or year, which really allows you to grow without being constrained by cash flow.
Wow. Are you able to say what the typical loan is?
It varies. We're obviously commercial lenders, so these are all businesses that we lend against.
Okay.
Our average is in the $250,000 to $500,000 range. We have clients that have grown, started small with us, that have grown over the years. We also make an effort to serve clients that are just getting started, because it's a business, again, where a lot of businesses start small and grow fast. So we try to cover the full spectrum, and obviously the kind of the lower the amount, the more automation we use. But the average loan size is in the kind of 250 to 500K range.
But that's a pretty sizable loan. If I think about some of the other alternative lending platforms that serve other sectors of small business, I mean, they're a fraction of that.
That is correct. Obviously, we are a secured lender, so that allows us to be able to lend higher amounts. But also because of the payment cycle that I talked about, it doesn't take a lot before you can have that kind of receivables on your balance sheet. If your monthly revenues are $50,000, you wait 4 months to get paid. You know, that quickly brings you a $200,000 type of receivable with a kind of simple math. So some small companies may still have quite a big balance sheet for their size because of slow payment terms. So, but we are funding businesses that are up and running in that sense. So this is not an alternative to kind of VC money or seed money. This is really very much funding the operating cash flow of a company that's up and running.
Yep. So you come at this space with a very diverse and interesting background. You ran thin credit portfolios at Capital One, and you were the GM for the network business at Green Dot. How did those experiences prepare you for what you're doing at FastPay?
Yeah, I think there's actually a common theme, and the common theme is really finding segments or products where traditional banks and traditional models do not work well. Capital One experience, at that point, Capital One was still the smaller maverick credit card company in late 90s or 2000s, but the thin file segment was really lending to people who don't have a FICO score. Green Dot was very much obviously the kind of an unbanked, underbanked play that created a whole market around the segment that wasn't able to access traditional bank products. And even though FastPay is different in terms of being commercial lending, the theme is the same, which is you have this great segment and great client base that is really not getting, quote-unquote, the credit they deserve from traditional lenders. So to me, the theme is the same in terms of finding segments that are really not fitting the traditional mold of big banks and really understanding their needs and creating products and businesses that that really meet those needs.
So you just closed around last week another $15 million, and you've raised about $50 since you guys have started raising money. My question is, what do you plan to do with the funds?
It's going to primarily fund the growth, and this is an equity round. The kind of the number you quoted includes some debt we raised. So we actually have raised very little equity since inception, so this is really kind of the first big institutional equity raise, and it's going to primarily fund the growth. We're building a pretty sizable technology and data team. We just started making our first loans in the UK, so it's going to fund international growth. and really go from there. The one thing about this business is it's very global. As you know, the same platforms, you know, Google, Facebook, Yahoo Software operate globally on similar terms. Same thing on the big brand side, big media spenders, big brands are also global. So it lends itself very well to a fast global expansion, and that's part of what we're going to do with it too.
How crowded is the space that you're in with respect to this particular sector?
There aren't really any other specialty lenders, if you will, that are focused as we are on this vertical. It is crowded in the sense there will be a lot of banks and finance sources, mm-hmm. but when you really kind of drill down to the kind of vertical specific knowledge and our focus, it's really not very crowded, and really in most cases businesses use us as an alternative to kind of maybe personal or individual credit sources or expensive equity raises and sources like that. So you know, we are really focused on this vertical, and really we plan with this equity raise, we plan to really remain the leader in it.
Well, it sounds like 2015 is going to be a great year for you and for FastPay. Thanks for taking a few minutes to bringing us up to speed on what you're all about and what the future holds. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about FastPay, and look forward to staying in touch.
Thank you.
Touch.
We will talk after the holiday. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You too, Karen.
Okay,
have a good
see
one.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.